what he died from. Find out what he took.
And they, when after he died, they placed the body in a
casket.
And the body was kept for a few days at the
morgue
or the
funeral parlor. Yeah, right.
Any other name for it?
Mortician. Mortuary.
And then they took the body out to the
Graveyard cemetery, right.
All right, and the whole family is in. Well, what do they do with them out there? They
bury them, or intern.
Okay, and the whole family is in.
In mourning.
And someone's awfully nervous. They don't. Everything will be all right. Don't.
Don't get excited.
And don't.
Don't worry. Right. That's the first thing you say. Don't worry.
And this is an old name for, now they call it arthritis, but they used to call it
rheumatism.
And this is a disease, starts with a D, they give shots now, and they have it pretty well under control. It used to be quite serious.
Diphtheria.
And this is a disease caused a yellowing of the eyeballs, yellowing of the skin, liver disease.
Jaundice.
And person has a pain in his side, he might have an attack of
appendicitis.
And a person can't keep food down,
he throws up or vomit.
All right, any crude expressions for this that you've heard?
For vomit,
yeah.
Throw up.
Yeah.
Let's say throw up or vomit and regurgitate.
That isn't, yeah, okay, but that isn't crude, is it?
Oh, that's right. Oh, puke. That's what we say as a kid.
Mm-hmm. He was sick, what? Stomach. He was sick. When he threw up, he was sick.
What word are you looking for? He was sick to the stomach?
Yeah.
Sick to the stomach. He was sick to his stomach.
You'd use both?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
I would say it's sick to his stomach.
Okay. And someone had some news. And you say he came over what me the news?
He came over and brought me the news.
To tell.
To tell me the news.
And if something in the future, something is going to disappoint you, if it doesn't happen, you say, if this doesn't happen, I would be disappointed. I
will be disappointed.
And if, say, glad to see you again,
we are glad to see
we
you again.
We, future though, we.
We will be glad to see you again, happy to see you again.
Okay. And if, young man is going out with a girl out right before they're married. Say he's doing what? He is
courting her.
And she refused to marry him. She did what?
She refused or jilted him.
Okay, and a noisy burlesque serenade after a wedding. You have a special name for that?